goes. Griffey swings, slow chopper, right side. Here comes Concepcion. Tolan moves the ball. And the 1976 pennant belongs to the Reds.
Welcome to the Red Spurts Podcast with your hosts, Derek Massey and Jeremy Newman.
And welcome back, everyone, buddy.
Welcome back to the Red Spurts Podcast with Jeremy Newman and Derek Massey.
Yes, and this is actually kind of hard to do because we haven't done this in a while, Newman.
Yeah, we've kind of forgotten everything about what we do, except we still love the Red Legs.
We still love the Red Legs, and this is our very first episode, listeners. For the ones that listen to us who may not have been looking for an episode for a while, our first episode since September 25th of last season, which was like the week of the last.
Yes, we are blessed to be here. We're blessed to have a baseball season this year.
Facts.
I did not know if it was going to happen or not. You know, the players and the owners just couldn't get it together for the longest time, but they did. They came to an agreement late in June, and we are ready to go.
Praise the Lord, we are having America's pastime. Newman and I actually, you know, it was right in the middle of spring training. Well, not right in the middle. It was about the weekend of spring training. We were revving up for our first new episode.
We were ready to go. Probably the next day before they canceled it, we were going to do our first episode to get you guys ready for spring training. We were ready for spring training.
Trevor Bauer was looking good.
You know, we were talking about what movies were going to be out the next month. We were talking
Onward was getting ready to come
out. We were talking about March Madness. We were ready to go. College basketball.
Dayton Flyers. Number one overall seed.
Boom.
The COVID hits the landscape of the United States of America, and all of a sudden, government shut down. And first and foremost, I want to say I hope everybody is doing well and are safe and, just making it through this tough time. It's been tough for all of us. I know, luckily, Newman and I live pretty close to each other, so we've been able to see each other a little bit, but not really hanging out, obviously, due to all the restrictions.
We've been fortunate to be COVID-free. For those of you who have not, we're here with you. You know, try to be safe. Try your best to try to do everything you can to keep your family safe, as you would with anything else. But, you know, we will get through it. But the good news is we have baseball.
Yeah, and that is what we're going to talk about. We are not going to be talking about any of the negatives. Hopefully, our podcast will keep your ears and eyes away from the negative just for a good 28 to 30 minutes every time we put up an episode. I know the goal for the season is Newman and I try to do an episode a week. And this season's going to come and hit us pretty quickly. And that's what we're talking about first here is we're going to talk about the new season format that the MLB has come up with. Newman, we've seen the Reds have some inter-squad scrimmages at GABP. I think you said Jesse Winker hit a home run the other day. And we're going to talk more about the team here in a second. But first, we're going to talk about the format that the Major League Baseball's come up. And like you said, there for a while, I personally thought our season was going to start by July 4th. I thought they're going to come up with something. We'll have half a season. And it just didn't work out that way.
Yeah, and that's something that, for the future, the players and the owners need to kind of have maybe a plan in place ahead of time to kind of get it together. They hurt themselves. They hurt the fans. But, you know, thank goodness this is not a repeat of 1994 where the whole World Series got canceled. We are going to have a World Series. We'll have ball games, 60 games, 40 against division opponents, and then 20 against the opposing league is geographical equivalent, which would be, in our case, the American League Central.
Yes, and something I'm glad that we're having a season first and foremost. I wanted to say this real quick, Newman, before we start talking about the framework of everything, because, you know, baseball was starting to get a bad rep there, and it's already had bad reps due to 94, so I'm glad they came to an agreement. So I'm just really thankful for that. But, yeah, the way that the format's going to work out, we're going to be playing the AL Central as our interleague games.
Right.
The AL Central. And really kind of a cool thing because there's a lot of teams in there that I just think it'll be interesting to see them play. Minnesota Twins, the Detroit Tigers, Kansas City Royals, of course the Indians we play every year. I'm missing somebody.
And then the playoffs are the exact same format. So it's almost like if you played your conference opponents and then at the end of the year you had a playoff and everybody is the first time you ever played them that year would be in the playoffs. So it's kind of cool like that. Very interesting format. Should be an interesting year. Kind of excited to see how it all goes down. Once it gets started, of course, we'll have a chance to kind of get used to things a little bit more so, and then should be an exciting finish, just as it normally is.
And here is the quote I got. This is coming from Red Leg Nation. If any Red Leg fan has never been able to chance to get on Red Leg Nation, it's just an awesome website, talks about the Reds. But this came from Major League Baseball, that the Players Association, they came up to a framework and what they were going to do, and it was going to be a 60-game season. But some of the things that will benefits that are going to come into the season, first and foremost, Newman, is we're going to have a universal DH the next 2 years, and it starts this 60-game season, and that's going to change the format. And, Newman, I know you said right before we got on here you believe the universal designated hitter format is going to help the Red Legs.
I think it helps potentially a player like Nick Senzel. Nick Senzel would be one of those guys that could potentially platoon. You know, they got – we're going to talk about some additions here in just a second, but we have a couple outfielders that they brought in, and Castellanos and Akiyama, and then, of course, they got Jesse Winker there already, Nick Senzel. It's four guys for three spots. However, with the DH, those guys could conceivably play every game if they needed to. You know, you're not sitting anyone out otherwise, which is a good thing, I think, in that case, particularly for Nick Senzel. Young guy, needs the reps for development, and with the season cut short the way it is, then you know, he's going to get a chance to develop even further where he wouldn't if they didn't have the DH.
Yeah, and like I said, it's going to be really different. I know a lot of fans kind of waver. Like, I know my friend Nate Williams listens to us, and when he does listen to this episode, there's a lot of people kind of go back and forth on whether or not you should have a DH in the NL because it's not what we've always had. We don't like that the AL has it. But to be completely honest, and people can – they can get mad at me on the comments and stuff. I don't know, because I know, like, my dad's super old-fashioned, you know, like Ken Massey. But I'm all for having a DH in the league if it's going to help us and make the game more exciting. I'm all for it. I always have loved watching pitchers come up there and crank one out like a
Michael Lorenzen.
We were there when he hit a grand slam last year. But I also like to see my team succeed, and I think it'll help our team in the long run. So
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and not only that, being a 60 games, you obviously have it being a shortened season. That's going to change how you look at your pitching rotation and look at your bullpen and look at your closers and all that coming into play. And we know, and we're going to talk about, right, we were going to talk right about before the season, spring trainings was starting, that our pitching, we felt our pitching was very tough, and we felt our pitching was very strong enough to make a good case as one of the best pitching staffs in the NL and making a quick run. And I know one of my biggest complaints last year, Newman, was the fact that I felt Bell didn't always do a good job managing his starters or slash bullpen, maybe overused arms a couple times. How do you feel, Newman, this is going to help our pitching staff? I feel it's going to help us and help us have a stronger pitching staff come postseason.
Well, with the addition of Wade Miley, the Reds actually have – six starters going into the season. That actually, with the expanded roster to begin the season at 30 guys, and that is a change too. They will start the season with a 30-man active roster instead of 25. It's supposed to be 26 this year. They actually bumped it up one, and it will be 26 by the time the playoffs bleed. I think it's by 30 days in, halfway through, it should be back down to 26. But to begin with, it's 30 guys in the active roster, and that's to help, you know, guys get ready because it's an abbreviated spring training. Mm-hmm. So the Reds actually run in, you know, they could run out there a six-man rotation to begin with, which could actually, you know, keep their arms fresh all the way into that second part of the season, and you know, keep the innings down. That should be a great thing for a team that's deep like that with a rotation like the Reds.
Now, I know a couple times last year, Newman, we complained about Bell's way of handling pitchers. Now, you know how last year a couple times we felt he either A, took out his starters too early, or B, made them go too long. What do you think Bell's going to do? What do you how do you think he's going to handle it? I know that's what your take was, but how, knowing him as a manager and the manager that he is, how do you feel he's going to handle the situation?
I think he's going to, as all managers will, I mean, I think they're going to utilize these extra players, and I think that's going to be a change. I think that's going to have to also be a change in strategy. I think we'll kind of see a different way of managing because they won't have to do as many double switches with the DH there, but they also have to manage their pitching staff a little differently. Also, you know, it's going to be different with COVID. I mean, if somebody comes down with it and they're out, then they actually have to have two negative tests before they can come back. So yep. A guy gets COVID, he might be out a fourth of the season, you know. I mean,
yeah.
if not half the season. mean, because it's only 60 games over 2 months, so it's a lot.
And I think it definitely it raises the question. I mean, you cannot go off to a slow start here. And I know the Reds have been have had slow starts before, Newman. So, like, it's the fact of not only just talking about pitching and having the age, but the fact that if we start off to a slow start, you know, you can kind of screw yourself early because, you know, you start off 2-10 or something like that. You know, you're really in, you're hurting.
Well, if you look at the time frame, usually about this time of the year, we'd be talking about the trade deadline right now. This would be our trade deadline show. We talk about, you know, about 2 weeks out, you know, almost 3 weeks out. We'd be talking about trade deadlines and rumors. And what's going to happen is when this season starts, basically every single team is going to be tied for first place at the trade normally when the trade deadline would be. So the down the stretch part where we're usually looking at whether you're not a contender or not, every single team is a contender. As soon as the this season starts, they're tied for first
place. Start your engine. It's race time.
So it's every team down the stretch. Every game matters. It should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, and just to talk a little bit real quick on the just one more time about the format, and this is from CBS Sports Network that I'm reading this particular, but it's the emphasis on division. You know, the schedule's not balanced by any means. Like you talked about, Newman, you're going to be in your region. And so you're not going to see teams like the Cubs or the Phillies. You know, I mean, it's not going to be that way. You're going to play teams all in your division. And so basically each team's going to play 10 games apiece against this division, all right? And the remaining 20 games will come against, the, in our case, the AL Central. So that's how they're going to break down it. I'm not really sure how they're going to break down each of those non-division games and how they're going to do it. Like if they're going to do two here, two there against the team, or you're going to play them all at once. I'm not really sure how they're going to do that, but that's the plan. And personally, I felt like this was the best plan because we all, it obviously got extended out with them not being able to agree. To this point, this is just the best plan to get baseball in my opinion. Let's just get it in, not changing the playoffs. Let's just have a race at it. Everybody, all man for himself, try to get into the playoffs and let's have a World Series chance.
It is. And, you know, you look at some of the teams that have been in the World Series the last couple of years. I mean, they're in the same division. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the Houston Astros in the same division as the Dodgers now. Mm-hmm. They're playing each other 20 games. You know, that same group of teams. You know, you got the Yankees in the same division as Atlanta Braves, Washington Nationals. I mean, I think we can kind of say that we're fortunate being in the division we're in. Facing the NL, the AL Central for 20 games rather than some of those American League teams that are some powerhouse teams.
Yes. And my last comment on how the MLB is setting this up, this is actually a knock to my friend Connor, folks, who's a Cubs fan, and that's one reason why he's not smart. But anyway, and I hope he heard me say that, he's actually a very smart guy. But he was messing with me, but I have heard people say, oh, if the Reds would happen to win a division this year or win the World Series or the NLCS or something like that, there's going to be an asterisk next to it. I don't want to hear that bull crap because if anybody's listening to this that's not a Reds fan, if your team wins it, you're going to be just as excited as we are. It counts as a World Series championship. It's a level playing field. Everybody's got to play the same amount of games. So I just wanted to really throw that in, Newman, because I actually, while my friend Connor was joking around with me, I have heard fans say that. You know, if there's a team that's not expected to win it, I don't know, the Diamondbacks or somebody, go and win the World Series, you know, don't tell me that their fans aren't going to be happy about it.
That's mean, you know, Madison Bumgarner, you know, he's the ace there now. He can light him up for, you know, win that thing for
him.
Bring it home.
And that actually is a good segue, Newman, into our next section, is the thing we were getting ready to talk about before all this stuff hit was – in my opinion, the great offseason that we had, better than the year before, in my opinion. That's insane to hear because of – but, you know, we didn't get to keep all the guys from the year before's offseason. But some of the new additions that we made in the offseason, we weren't really ever getting a chance to talk about that in the winter. Didn't get to do a winter episode. And so this is Newman's wheelhouse. He's really good with stats, so I really want him to take off. But, Newman, talk about the new additions that we have, where you can see them affecting our team, and also – how it might affect some of our the players we had before getting moved around.
The Reds signed two free agent outfielders. These are the big names. Nick Castellanos, formerly of the Chicago Cubs last year, hit 27 home runs, a .289 average, OPS of .863. He's a hitter. I mean, a very good hitter and has been for the last couple of years. Also played for the Detroit Tigers. He kind of moves into that outfield spot, kind of takes probably away some playing time from one of our favorites and fan favorite, Aristides Aquino. You know, he's going to be kind of probably the odd man out right now with this group. The other acquisition was Shogo Akiyama from Japan.
Yes.
Of course, he can play all the outfield spots, can play center field. This was potentially going to be a guy who, since he hits left-handed and Nick Senzel hits right-handed, going to be a platoon partner with Nick Senzel part of the time. Now with the DH, as we've mentioned, this might be something where he plays full-time and Senzel plays full-time. They both get a chance to play quite a bit there. Those guys will obviously make a crowded outfield even more crowded. You also have, of course, Philip Irvin kind of getting knocked around there with some playing time. And then, you know, we already mentioned Aquino. So you got some guys that are in that outfield mix that, they're good hitters. Definitely great additions. We talked about this starting pitching depth. The Reds had five starters coming back with Sonny Gray, Luis Castillo, Trevor Bauer, and Tyler Mahle, and Di Sclafani. And then they added Wade Miley. Wade Miley is a guy who last year was with the Houston Astros and got 14 wins for them. Also, you know, has some playoff experience. He's a veteran. Lefty, throws a lefty into the rotation. And that gives them that flexibility where if they wanted to do a six-man rotation, they certainly could.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know how I feel about having all these outfielders. I know we kind of had this problem last year coming into the season, if you remember. We kind of were like...
And it kind of worked itself out.
It did work itself out. You kind of knew who your best players were. I know that Aquino is a fan favorite.
I was going to say, at the start of the year, we didn't even know who that was.
Yeah, we went... What game? It was the Angels game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We went to that Angels game, and he hit a homer that night. But, you know... he's a fan favorite, but also we got some new guys in that have had, and I'm curious to see how Shogo Akiyama, you know, adjusts to the majors. You know, sometimes those guys have come over here and they've done just fine. So I'm trying to figure out how old was this is a really random off the wall baseball question. Ichiro Suzuki when he came over.
I'm not sure.
He was older too.
He was old enough to the point to where he probably had like over 1,000 hits.
So what I'm saying is he could still. I think he's like 31, I feel like Shogo is, I feel like.
Shogo?
That might be not right. But what I'm saying is I feel like we could, if he ends up having a good season, he might be a guy that contributes for a while.
He's 32.
32, actually. I was close. Yeah. He probably was 31 good call. When we signed him. He was good 31 call. When we signed him.
Yeah.
And
he was 31 because he just had a birthday, April 16th.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how this helps us.
Like see that, ladies and gentlemen? That right there. That is a student of the game. Did you? I mean, man. Yeah.
I'm 30.
Pat on the back. Pat on the back. Happy birthday, Madison.
I'm 30 on Wednesday, so I'm almost the same age as the Shogo. I'm older than a lot of our players. But anyway.
I look 30.
Yeah. So, yeah, like we said, the Reds have made a lot of acquisitions this year. And like you said, with the pitching staff and the shortened season, I think it's going to help. We won 75 games last year, and we actually didn't rank that bad in batting runs in the realm of the National League. So, and, you know, we lost a lot of close games last year. We lost a lot of close games last year, so I think those things help. But not only the outfield, Newman, what's some other new acquisitions that we made? And I know one of these guys you're pretty jacked about, that you named your dog after him.
The other acquisition is the new second baseman.
All-star.
World champion, former world champion,
yes.
Mike Moustakas.
Moose.
Now, as Massey said, Moose. we have a new addition to our family since the last podcast. We now have a German Shepherd puppy who's about 6.5 months old, named Moustakas, lovingly named Moose for short.
That's right. Newman tried to get me. I have a daughter coming in September. We tried to convince my wife to name my daughter Moustakas. Wasn't falling for it. So
Satchel Paige is still out there.
Satchel Paige Massey. We might go with that. Newman's been trying to sell that one to me.
Satchel Paige Massey. What a name.
Mike Moustakas, solid second baseman. Obviously, this is going to move Freddie Galvis to a different spot.
Freddie Galvis is right now penciled in as the shortstop.
Which is fine. I think he can play that spot just fine. But 4-year deal for Mike Moustakas, coming here and making some money. And he seems happy to come here.
Yes.
He's pretty excited about being around.
Well, he's a champion. You know, I don't name my dog after anybody but champions.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So, you know, Moustakas is a champion. Just like the dog, you know, just like the baseball player.
Yeah, and exactly. And well, see, my dog's named Sonny, but I didn't realize that Sonny, I didn't really put two together. So we're going to say that my dog's named after Sonny Gray, my favorite pitcher for the Reds.
We're getting ready to, yeah, we're getting ready to have a fourth dog, right? We're getting ready to have a third, between me and Massey, a third Reds dog. My daughter Mila is getting a beagle.
You're gonna let you have three dogs?
No, two dogs. But your dog's the third dog.
Oh, I'm getting mixed up. Sorry, people. I haven't seen him in 4 months.
We'll get it together by the third or fourth episode, guys. Is that
right?
But the addition is there's a beagle and she wants to name it Wink, and I said that's great. You know, that's Jesse Winker's nickname. Now the thing about it is, I only like champion dogs, so you know the Reds got to win one this year. So Jesse Winker too can be a champion.
He has to play well. He has to play well.
He just needs to be a champion.
He just needs to be a champion. That's your take on it. He doesn't have to be a good champion.
So Wink the Beagle.
Okay,
Wink the Beagle, Jesse Winker. The pressure's on you.
I think you should do a picture. We should do a picture with our dogs in Reds gear.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we got the whole team to get? Nah, that's too many dogs. But anyway, so we got Mike Moustakas is playing second baseman and. With all these new acquisitions, Newman, how do you think this affects our lineup? What's that going to do for some guys? Well, we just mentioned Freddie Galvis moving to shortstop. I know you talked about before we got on here Nick Senzel, how that's going to maybe, you know, with him. And the good part is also with COVID-19, we got a couple guys that were injured, and they've been able to rest and get their arms.
That's
back
right. Eugenio Suarez and Nick Senzel, they didn't know if they were going to be able to start the season. But, yeah, they're healthy now, ready to go. Last year, a lot of the Reds hitters had down years after some good years the year before. So you're hoping they get a bounce back. Plus you get four guys who are, Castellanos and Mike Moustakas are former all-stars. So you got quality guys right there. Akiyama feels a need right there in center field, hits left-handed, has a high on base percentage that should translate well to the Major League Baseball game. So, you know, their hitting lineup looks strong. Pitching is solid. Big year for the Reds. I mean, predictions-wise. I mean, I do not think that I think they have a good chance as anybody in the National League Central.
Yep. And like you said, everybody's in first right now. There's no, like, typically, I think this time last year, we were already talking about the offseason. What the heck can we do to, you know, make this team better? We weren't terrible. I enjoyed our team last season. I could sit and watch them every night. They were competitive. Just lost. I want to see this change this year. I want to see those close. Well, especially this year, you have no room for error. That short, those close games, those 1-2 run games, pulling those suckers out and not losing leads and things like that, which can come down to pitching decisions. And you know, guys have bad nights as well. Prediction wise, we were getting ready to make a prediction in our first episode back in spring training. I was going to pick the Reds to get first or second in our division. And being a Reds fan, I really believe, Newman, that we can win our division. I don't know if we're going to win the World Series, but I think we can make the playoffs.
They have a solid chance to make the playoffs.
I'm going
to
say make the playoffs. I'm not.
If you look at, you know, they have to be on paper one of the at least top
most talented
top seven or eight in the top seven or eight teams in the National League.
Yeah.
And probably more likely, most people would say probably in the top five. So that would be playoffs. You know, I think that's kind of the expectation this year.
Yeah, and I know a lot of the Reds players are excited for this season. They feel like they have a tough group together. And like I said, Newman, it's all about how we come out of the gates. And I want to see. I think we were hungry. We seemed hungry in spring training. And like you said, the thing that's really just popped in my mind was the fact that we had injured guys there that we were kind of questionable at the beginning of the season. They're going to get to play right off the bat. So. If Newman, if you could have an actual prediction, and first and foremost, we're almost done here, but I want to give them a shout out real quick. The Reds organization, way to go, do well in the winter this year and to make improvements to the team we already had. A lot of fans complain about how we don't ever do anything. I want to say that to set us up for our next predictions. But Newman, if you can make an actual win, how many wins do you think? Where do you think that puts us in the division? And you're a Reds fan. You can say we win the World Series. I'm fine with it. How far do you think we make a run?
I think if I have to make a prediction right now, I'm going to go with 38 wins.
Okay.
38 wins, 22 losses. I think that makes the playoffs also.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And do you think we make a run in the playoffs of any type?
I don't know about predicting that far because I think a lot of things could happen this year with COVID. I don't know how it's all going to play out, but, you know – assuming everybody is healthy, I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't have a chance to, you know, make their way through the playoffs. I mean, they have a chance. I mean, I don't know if they're the favorite, but I think they have a chance.
Yeah. And I'm always the I always feel like I got to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and say 40 wins just because I feel like if we can start off hot, I feel like our pitching's good enough where people are going to struggle hitting us. We weren't a bad hitting team last year, and I think Suarez is going to have a bounce back year, Newman. I think he's going to have a year where he's back at all-star form. He did hit a lot of home runs still last year, so he not like he had a bad year, but he didn't have an all-star year. And I'm telling you guys, everybody knows last year's on the episodes, I was a huge Nick Senzel supporter. I still am a huge Nick Senzel supporter. Everybody keep that name down. He is going to be a great Reds player, in my opinion.
Speaking of names, I'm just glad we're getting to watch baseball.
Facts.
United States, Major League Baseball, because I kind of got a little itch for baseball, and I tried to watch some Korean baseball. Did you watch Korean baseball?
I did not watch Korean baseball.
It comes on at like 2:30 in the morning.
I'm not up at 2:30.
Or 5:30 in the morning on some days.
Newman set his alarm for these games.
And I set my DVR, and I watched they're named after the corporate sponsors. Like Samsung has a team. The LG Twins, I believe, have a team, something like that. And you got guys like Carl Ravage and Eduardo Perez trying to do the play-by-play. And yeah. They're up at 2:30 in the morning trying to do the play-by-play remotely. And it's kind of comical to watch, but it doesn't last very long. It's like a 30-minute episode of like a sitcom or something. You can only watch it for about 30 minutes and you got to turn the channel. But it's like Shoshi Wong, he hit 275
last year. They're obviously
reading
all the piece of paper.
And they have no idea, and it's at their house, so they like have like
they're us. They're watching it
like
on TV.
Snacks
and about
snacks
it.
And water bottles sitting around, and you know it's kind of good. If you between now and the start of the season, if you get a chance, look up Korean baseball and DVR an episode of that and watch it. It'll get you to laugh, and it'll also kind of get you ready for the season.
There you go. Well, everybody, we are so excited to have Reds baseball back. We do get a season, even though it's short, and baseball is baseball. I know at this point we would all watch paint dry on TV if it was on there. So,
absolutely.
Newman, I'm glad we're back. I know you're glad that we're back, and I'm just excited for baseball. Guys, please remember to share our podcast and like us and follow us. Newman, we have an Instagram page, and I'll be posting stuff on Facebook as well. Get our name out there. I know people want to listen to other Reds. Also, I want to see some comments. I got a question for the fans, Newman. Please let us know how we can improve our show, what you guys can think and make it better. I've been talking to Newman about the idea of going live during our shows even, so we can have people comment on our shows during the season about games and what they think about players. So just let us know what you're thinking out there. Newman, any final comments?
Just stay safe. Yeah, you know, keep your family safe. You know, this will get better. You just got to be patient. Hang in there and just watch some baseball. Stay home, watch some baseball if you
stay
can.
Stay home and watch some baseball. America's pastime. All right, everybody, thank you very much. It's been the Redsburgs Podcast with Massey and Newman.
See you guys next time.
Go Reds.